Welcome everybody, this is Tej Pal. Welcome to Unleash the Power of Your Intuition program. Today we are talking about the principle number 4, nourish yourself. So first, we will explore what does it mean to nourish yourself? What are the benefits for yourself, your life, and how nourish yourself can help you develop your intuition? And then we will explore what prevents you to nourish yourself? And then finally, what could you do to nourish yourself? So first, I like to make a distinction with what I call self-care and self-nourishment. When I hear the word self-care, I usually connect to the physical aspect of my being. When I hear the word self-nourishment, I hear much more than the physical aspect of my being. I hear the spiritual, the emotional, the mental, the heart, and the physical. And when I hear about self-nourishment, I hear something that is much more unique to me. The way I'm going to nourish myself is going to be different than anybody else on this planet Earth because I'm wired in a unique way. So that's going to be the same for you. In self-care, we have usually some basic rules that we have a tendency to apply to everybody as far as how many hours you should be sleeping, what kind of food you should be eating, and so forth. So let's explore those 5 levels of self-nourishment. So first let's look at the physical level and try to ask yourself what feeds you at the physical level. For me, food is very important. I love food. I love organic food, quality food. I love to cook. I have a garden. So that is certainly one big part of my physical nourishment. The other big part is my space. I love clean space. I don't like to be in a messy space. I love silence because that helps me to create. I love colors. So my space also is very important as part of my physical self-care. Number 3 is my physical well-being. I need to do yoga. I need to work out pretty much every day. So if that is not in place, all those 3 aspects, I am not going to be happy in my life. Then, if I look at the emotional level for myself, I pay very much attention to how much time I hang with people and who are my friends. They have a value system that I truly appreciate. They all have done personal work, so we can have some meaningful conversations. An authentic conversation. And so those 2 are very important for me. So I'm not going to just put myself in situation where my emotional reality is going to be just compromised. I also love to create. I love art. So most of the people I hang around are artsy people one way or another. Then if I look at the mental level, for me it's really important to always discover something new. It's going to be in my field, the field that I love so much, which is spirituality and personal development or leadership, that those fields. And so I will spend time either in retreat, in workshop mainly, to explore this field. If I look at the heart level, the way for me I'm really fed there, certainly surround myself at times with very young kids. I love to be around kids that are 1 to 3 years old. They are just full of energy and spontaneity and curiosity, and they crack me up. They feed my heart. My work feeds me tremendously as well. When I teach, when I do my workshop, when I do one-on-one, feeds my heart. And my relationships. If I look at the spiritual level, I need to have my daily spiritual practice, which is Kundalini Yoga. That's what I practice. That's what I teach. And if I miss a day, that day is going to be out of balance. So this is, in a quick way, concise way, how I nourish myself. Now, it's important for you to go through those five levels. And again, you can download the handout on the web and to write them down. There's a beauty in writing. I say that over and over and over. Now, there's something that's very important. If I talk about those five levels, it doesn't mean they have to be equal. For some of you, the physical is going to be very important. Like, and it's going to take a lot of your energy and intensity. Go for it. For some of you, the mental level is going to be very important. You're going to love to read, to research, to do whatever. For me, definitely, the spiritual is extremely important. It's my purpose and the physical. If I have those two, then I can be creative, then I can be playful, then I can be relaxed. But those two are my foundation. So pay attention to see which level or levels is or are really, really important for you and how they're going to feed the other levels. So your diagram or your balance, your configuration of those five dimension is unique to you, and it will evolve also with time. So go back to this exploration of how do you nourish yourself on a regular basis, because it will change. And when you pay attention to what nourishes you, first of all, it's going to be easier to take action. And each time we pay attention to our needs, what happens is you're going to become much more peaceful with yourself and others, with what is coming at you, the good and the bad. You're going to be less reactive, and your level of sensitivity is going to increase. You're going to be open to more subtle spiritual information coming to you. So your ability to nourish yourself on a regular basis is going to help you tremendously to develop your intuition. Now, what you have to pay attention, because you may know that some level are very important, they need to be taken care of first. So, example, I was recently in a workshop and giving that exercise to a group of people and asking them first to create a self-assessment. And so one of the women answered, and she was overweight, at least 40, 50 pounds overweight. So she said, you know, my physical dimension is really not good. I really need to do more stuff there, more whatever, workout and so forth. And I looked at her, and I accessed her, and really the problem was not her physical dimension. And I'm sure she had said that story over and over and over. The problem for her was her emotional dimension. This woman needed to spend a lot of time playing, having fun, being extremely creative. That was not happening in her life. And because that was not happening in her life, the physical body was just unhappy, basically. And so I told her that she was very funny, had a ton of humor, and need to really express that, be creative, and pay attention to her emotional needs. And it was like such a relief for her. Instead of trying to focus one more time on her physical dimension to nourish that, she then decided to focus on her emotional dimension and maybe to change some aspect of our life there. So pay attention to how you assess yourself and what is or what are the dimensions that really impact your whole being. Having said that, we all have stories about each dimension, or we all sometimes have a tendency to compromise and to pretend that that is okay to compromise. So I've heard so many times people that are not happy with their physical reality and say, oh, you know, I'm 50 and that's the way it is and so be it. And guess what? If they decide to change that reality, they can change that reality and transform their life. So many times I've heard at the emotional level, people saying, yeah, I've been in this marriage for 20 years, 15 years, 30 years. Well, there's not much going on then in this marriage, but it's safe. We don't have any conflict. So I stay. I'm like, interesting. So here it's a way to compromise. And we know that when we compromise one level completely, when we decide to give up and to say, oh, I can do without it, your energy field doesn't have the same configuration. You are not shining as much. You are not radiating as much. So how can you open to your spiritual reality? How can you attract what you want? We need to commit to shine. We need to commit to our radiance. I heard some example also of a father who just had created a great life. So he was a good father, a good husband, had a good life, but something was missing. So the choice was, well, you know, life is pretty good, it's kind of boring, something is missing, but there are a lot of good things. Or to say, you know what, I am not living my purpose right now. I don't know what that is. That's missing, and I want to find that out. So what I invite you is put the standards high vis-à-vis of yourself. Don't give up. Because the more you're going to nourish yourself at all these levels, the more you will be open to receive from the non-physical reality. And we know when we are out of balance, when we are tired, we are not subtle. I am not subtle when I'm tired. So I know that. And so in order to get advantage, take advantage of our life, we really need to master self-nourishment. So having said that, what are you committing to? What is the one thing you choose to do within the next 24 hours to increase, to develop the quality of nourishing yourself? Write that down and commit to it.